Hi guys, welcome to the Listen Up Kid podcast. This is Coach Pete, and we're here today. We're going to talk about how failing really need to, and like you have to learn from that super easiest experience that you go through. And sorry if I sound a little raspy. I lost my voice. Coached like four online classes yesterday, and this is pretty much what we're going to talk about was yesterday. Failure does teach you a lot. You know, failure is something that I definitely stress, and I feel like we try to avoid. And even as a parent, I try to, you know, you want to be protective and you love your children and you want to be that person for them and you want to be by their side all the time, make sure that they don't hurt, they don't cry, don't feel that emotion. But it's super, super important for them to feel that because that develops that adversity. You know, so if you've hit a failure and you are in a point of failing or scared to, that's even more so the reason that you have to do it. You know, you have to be able to build that skin that makes you tougher. I don't even want to say like tough skin, because that's kind of an old school mentality. But at the same time, you have to know what it feels like. You have to know what it feels like to try to do your best at something. And especially if you're a perfectionist, you know, someone that really has to have everything dialed in and make sure the world is perfect and everything's aligned and the stars are this way and Mercury's in retrograde or whatever that means. But if you are a perfectionist, it's even harder for you to do so because it does stall you from achieving into that progress. You know, perfect example is yesterday. Yesterday was our first streaming office workout classes. We set it up for free. Didn't really know exactly how it was going to go. Didn't really have as much information as we should have, but the perfectionist in us, it's me and another lady who we partnered up together to develop this program. She already does her own online presence with stretching and office workouts that way, stretching, mindfulness. She added me to the mix to make sure people do that strengthening aspect as well. So if you're sitting at a desk, make sure you stand up. Just stand up real quick because it always is important for you to stand up, especially if you're sitting down all day long. But nonetheless, it was the first time we were going to stream classes, and anything that you want to think about that could go wrong kind of did, you know, and the hustle and bustle of trying to get things to start and trying to get things into organization and trying to make sure you have the right setup and lighting and there's the microphone and camera work. Well, here's what happened. The background didn't work because the lighting was bad. The camera broke. It didn't work well. Couldn't get it to zoom. It would autofocus whenever it wanted. Microphone wasn't picking up a signal. People weren't getting anything on the other side of the stream. The power went out, went in class, and inside that one moment, like, the people that were kind of pitching it to were in that class, so it was kind of the important one. Not that none of them were not important, but it was super important there, and the power shut off. So in that mix, we saw the aggravation, you saw the worry, you saw the frantic. You know, and most people would probably just have said, you know what, it wasn't meant to be, let's call it, and let's not follow through with this thing. But it was more important for us to go through that. It was more important for us to make sure that even though the power shut off, we got the power back on, we made sure we logged back into the stream, because people are still there. People were counting on us, people are counting on you to show up, no matter the situation, no matter the I don't want to say, I guess the situation, right? I don't know other word to say there. But no matter what, the show must go on. And that's kind of what I take away from a lot of Broadway and or stand-up. I never did Broadway. But stand-up that I did is that no matter what, like, I may not feel good. There might only be one person in the crowd. I may not want to do this. I don't think I'm funny today. But I still have to perform. And I have to do my best to make sure these people have a show. And that was the main thing yesterday, was to make sure that people had a show. We promised them something for a month straight, that this is going to be something we're going to add, and we want them to try it out. And if we didn't do it and hold up to our end, how are we going to learn from what was set up to be a huge disaster? And unimaginable of what could happen. All anything would have to do is someone came in into the background and started talking and just kind of took over the show. That could have been the next best thing. But learning from just going through the motions of doing it and just watching a train wreck happen, even though on the other side, people said it was great. We had some good feedback. Some people, we had some critical feedback, but that's what I want. That's what you want. You want to make sure you do get that feedback from an honest person, not someone that's going to build you up in the wrong way. Someone's going to build you up with honesty. You know, we talked about that the last episode, was kind of making sure you have someone there that's going to tell you the goddamn truth. Like, be honest with you, making sure you're honest with them. And, you know, that relationship is the one that you want to keep key for a long time, because they're the one that's going to help you out in that failure. They're the ones going to help you out when it's time to, you know, when it's going to get tough. Like, you know what it's like for a tough time to happen, not the fleeting moment where it's okay and this is tough, let me just quit. And I think there's a time and place that you should know when to quit. And that's when it doesn't match the values of what you want. Now, if this is something that you are passionate about, something that you want to proceed in and move forward in, then yeah, not every day is going to be a sunny day. There's going to be a lot of rainy shitstorms. And I want you to know that that doesn't dictate the entire way it's going to go. The roughest one is usually the best one, because you learn from it. I've never learned anything more than from bombing and failing. Bombing, and what I mean is, like, if I did a show and stand up, my jokes didn't work, I knew it wasn't going to work. I have to at least try it again with a different crowd. And you can't take that personally. You can't hold on to that moment that makes you feel like crap. You kind of use that as fuel instead. You know, so we completely, I don't think, bombed. I think we gave a great performance, but all the factors around us bombed around us. And we learned that we were really good at videoing and really good at working out, but the technical side is something that maybe we need to hire out or learn a little bit more on to make sure it's a better system and a better show, you know. And if we didn't do it and we just kind of backed out and quit, we would have waited another month or two until we tried it again, and it probably would have happened then. So it's easier to learn through failure than to just mask the fact and avoid the fact that it's going to be tough and maybe not perfect. A lot of times we wait too long. Like I said, especially if you're a perfectionist, you're going to wait too long, and then that opportunity is going to go away. Whereas that opportunity is right in front of you. It was right there, but you just didn't want to take it. Failure is key inside life. It's going to take you where you need to go. If you play sport, if you are competitive in any way, if you're just in school, you're going to fail. In order to move forward and become a better person, you have to learn to accept the failure and not let it bother you as much as you wanted to. Just because you fail doesn't mean you're no good. Even if you fail 1,000 times, doesn't mean you're no good. Maybe it's not for you. And maybe that's when you should change the direction and find something that is better for you. Now, there's some standards. Yeah, you're in school, and you have to go through it. I wasn't made to be in school, but I got the grades I needed to get to. I'm not saying I was a bad student. I could memorize very well, and I can also cheat pretty well as well. I said well as well, and that's a run-on sentence, I believe. But you kind of have to go through that, you know? You have to go through something that sucks sometimes in order to find out who you are and what you're made of. And it's very important to just drop the thoughts and the things that happened during that failure and look at it as a positive rather than looking as a negative and something that's going to make you not try again, especially if you're passionate about it, especially if it's something that you want to do inside your life, and making sure that it's something that you want to do for the rest of your life. If it means a lot to you, like a part where like your heart hurts thinking that you're never going to do it again, well, then you should keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Whether it's a hobby, whether it becomes a profession, whether it becomes a career, but do the things that make you happy, that kind of fill your heart up with joy. And that's the road that you want to take. So I'm never one to say school is not for me or it's the best thing, but if you're really good in school and you're smart, then just keep banging away. And if not, then just, you know, do enough to get by, but never stop what it is you're passionate about, and never try to avoid failing moments. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys came out today. This is Pete from Listen Up Kid podcast. I'm glad you guys came out. Make sure you guys like, up, subscribe, comment, and do all that jazz. I'll talk to you guys next.